just think, someday you will drive down Ed Kalecki Boulevard. Oh, what a day that will be. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo and I will talk about disgusting things that restaurants allegedly do. Are you planning a nice dinner later on this afternoon for you and the family? Well, slam on the brakes. You may change your mind. After that, this week's Entertainment Report with Christina, followed by my cable company and how they are screwing with my head. They are changing the locations of many of the channels. So some of these places that I've trusted for years that my programming will be there, there's nothing there now. It's just this vapid emptiness of non-entertainment. I'm going from channel 22 to 465, from channel 85 to channel 922. I can't take it anymore, and I just want to know why this is happening. After that, original band names that thankfully were changed. What do you hear what Pearl Jam used to be called? We start things off this week with naming things, particularly streets, after people. How do you feel about that? Normally, it's reserved for someone of great accomplishment, and after they're dead. I think there's no greater honor than to name a street and a town for someone who has served this country and has not come home. I think that is the ultimate salute to someone. But what about just for an entertainer? What about for a piano man? Literally, Billy Joel. There's a lot of hullabaloo on Long Island, New York this week as to whether or not they should name something Billy Joel Boulevard. Trouble is, Billy Joel is still with us. He is still singing. He's marrying women in their 30s, the whole thing, but he's still kicking strong. Normally, that is an honor that is done posthumously when someone has passed away. What about for people that really don't care about Billy Joel? If you never listen to his music, he doesn't mean anything to you, and you're going to name a street after him? This is interesting. It does, though, get to the root of the idea, when do you name something for someone, and what should be the parameters? There is a housing development not far from me, and they built it about, 15, 20 years ago. When you drive through it, there's one street that just jumps right out at you. I don't remember the exact name, so I'll improvise here. You drive by, and it's Angelo Cataldi Court. Really? That's kind of long. It's this massive street sign. Then you realize the development is called Cataldi Estates. Oh, that's great. So everyone learned that the developer named one of the streets after himself. That's lovely. So for the next 40 years, when you're living in that house, you got to write this big, long name out. What's your address? And it sounds like you're giving another name for yourself. It's very confusing. There was also a situation in the town in which I live where about 10 years ago, someone passed away. He lived in the town his whole life. He worked in the media. Not many people really knew who he was because he worked behind the scenes in media. But his co-workers made this big thing. They were demanding that my town name a street after this person. And a lot of people in town were like, why? We have someone in town that was actually a prisoner of war in the Gulf War. There's nothing named for him. But all of a sudden, we have to name a street for this person. And these were outsiders. They didn't even live in the town. And they're bombarding the borough council. We demand that this happen. The way it was resolved is they didn't name a street after him. There was a driveway into a little league field off of a street, and they named the driveway after him. So it was a good compromise. But when do you do this? You know, this is not something you play around with. Do I think Billy Joel should have a street named after him? I think we should start naming streets for our fallen veterans before we start naming streets for singers. That's just me. But it's a very interesting and personal decision that every town has to make. But quite honestly, there should be an Ed Kalecki Street or an Ed Kalecki Avenue in every single town in this country now. Stay with us. Disgusting things that restaurants allegedly do. Coming up next, this is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This flame-throwing all-star was one of the most dominant relievers during his career. He collected 314 saves in just 9 seasons and helped the San Francisco Giants win the 2002 National League pennant.
Double play, and this one is over! And Rob Nen with a big hug to Benito Santiago.
So where is Rob Nen now? After the 2002 World Series, Rob underwent multiple shoulder surgeries. His hope was to keep playing, but he finally retired in 2005. Rob's been a spring training instructor and occasional front office assistant for the Giants, but mostly he works with kids, his own and the junior Giants.
It's definitely fun to give back to the kids and have a chance to be around them. They've given their support to us for so long, and I think now it's time for us to support them and help them any way we can.
A straight pitch from Rob Nen. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Did you know sunscreens pose scientifically well-documented risks of cancer besides toxic hormonal effects? Well, this information, well known for over a decade, finds sunscreens still unregulated by the FDA and ignored by industry. The problem? Sunscreens only block shortwave ultraviolet light, or UVBs, that are responsible for sunburn, but don't block longwave ultraviolet light, or UVAs, responsible for malignant melanomas, the fastest growing known cancer. So with longer sunbathing times because of well-marketed sunscreens, melanomas have soared by 130%. Even Connecticut's attorney general wrote the FDA, exposing the dangerously misleading claims on the virtual uselessness of its creams.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.